another show from this trio of tenuous friends. I don't know, if it were me, I'd probably throw the towel in, but hell, I guess they'll try it again. Here's the general concept of what they will do. Ooh, they find a piece of media they want to review. Ooh, provided that it ties into the riddle purview. Ooh, so now it's time for Hey Randall Riddles Review Crew.
Okay, hello, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Welcome to the review crew. I fucked up. I guess I gotta say I'm sorry because I forgot that the people who listen to this have power to choose what we do. Because last time we did a review crew where I went on record and I said, hey, stop giving us good stuff to review. The review crew should be painful. We should be reviewing bad stuff. And then this month, what do we do?
We review the
Dunkin' Donuts menu.
Well, hold on. This is for Aaron's birthday, JP.
Who cares?
Do you want to tell Aaron what you told me over text? Well, hold on.
No, okay. That was for you.
How to handle this? JBC texted me,
you.
And he said he texted me a picture of him on the toilet, and he said the caption was, "I wish Aaron had never been born."
Is that true?
Well, technically, it was a picture of me on the toilet, and I said, "I'm Dunkin' Donuts in my own crap." But yes, the subtext was that I wish that you had never been born, Aaron.
Okay. Yeah.
Aaron, anything's true if you think about it.
We are three people who have been poisoned by a national coffee chain. Let's call it Dunkin'.
Let's call it Dunkin'.
Let's all go to the doctor. They're going to look at our insides and then see how burnt up they are. Our insides are.
I was laying on the couch after consuming about, I don't know, 85,000 calories. And I, in my head, started laughing maniacally because I thought instead of America runs on Dunkin', it should be America gets the runs from Dunkin'. Because my bowel movements can only be described as scientifically
and
impossible.
And just skip ahead 2 minutes. if you can't handle this, like me, just skip ahead 2 minutes.
You think he has two more minutes on this?
I do.
it was like an owl pellet in there. I found mole bones. I found a shrew.
Okay. I don't want the two of you to be mad at me, but I have to tell you something, which I know you probably already realized.
We're already mad at you, so we can't possibly be.
Aaron, if you say right now that you didn't go eat anything at Dunkin', I'm not just going to be mad. I'm going to be some of the most pissed I've ever been in my life. It won't just be a normal level of, I'm annoyed. I'm generally annoyed.
Bad news situation. But there's only one thing right now on the menu. Yeah, well, actually, I have so much to say. Obviously, I do. it's a Dunkin' Donuts episode. So if you notice the menu now, there used to be a couple more options for people who are gluten-free. Right now, at least at my local Dunkin' Donuts, the only option available to me was loose bacon, loose maple bacon in a little bag. So I did eat that, but I couldn't eat anything else.
That's my favorite Peanuts character.
I'm so sorry. Aaron, you couldn't eat anything else? So Adele and I ingested this poison, which is poison, to poison us, but you didn't do it because you didn't want to get poisoned? Am I fucking hearing this right?
JPC, calm down. It's not like we each spent $168 on Dunkin' Donuts this week. Wait.
Aaron said, I actually couldn't get the menu because it wasn't very good for me. It would be bad for me. What the fuck are we doing here?
Aaron, this was your idea.
Yeah.
You really gave yourself a softball, and you gave us a squid game.
So this
Adel said in the text thread, he said, anyone have anything that they want to include on the review crew poll this month? And Aaron said, birthday month.
My phone got hacked.
Let's do Newsies and Dunkin' Donuts. And then Adel said, why do we put anything else on the poll? It's just going to be Dunkin' Donuts. And then what happened? Of course it was Dunkin' Donuts.
This is a punishment for each of you for different things. I don't remember why I'm mad at both of you, but I knew I was mad. I think it was two separate things. Who's to say?
I know I'm in the right, but I don't know why I'm in the right.
I did because I couldn't eat there. I drank all the drinks, but I couldn't eat there. I did ask Sean to eat some of the food I would have ordered.
And famously, and Sean's like a little goat. Like, he eats anything, he gulps it down. There's no, almost like a duck. Okay. There's no swallowing.
He's a garbage
disposal. There's no chewing. It's all swallowing. Yes.
Yes.
I, Okay, that makes me slightly less mad because I know that you'll be imparting some of Sean's opinions on the podcast in place of your own. So I do appreciate that you hired essentially a surrogate eater for yourself to surrogate eat poison.
Well, I don't know if we will want to include this, but I have it in case you want it, Casey, which is Sean and I were talking and I went, I think I would order this with a side of hash browns. And he went, yeah, but wouldn't you maybe order the mini pancakes? And he negotiated mini pancakes, and I recorded the conversation, and Lou made the craziest noise ever in the conversation. So that ended up being the more interesting part of what we talked about. But I do have a negotiation about our Dunkin' order if we want to tag that onto the end.
I got about 100 questions. Now, you were just casually recording a conversation that you and Sean had.
I started recording it going, maybe we'll need this for the show.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Now, for the show, is this what you're telling your lawyer? Like, is your lawyer like, I just record Sean all day and it's for the show in case you need it for the show?
And this is the first time I've done this.
We should say Sean is being investigated by the government for consumption of milk.
Aaron, now, I got to say, you are, I just watched you, sipping on a Dunkin' Donuts beverage. So would it be safe to say that you have consumed some of the more beverage-oriented Dunkin' Donuts drinks?
Yes. And I really tried to push myself outside of my comfort zone. And because I didn't want to leave you two hanging. But I would love to get just like a list of what you ordered, what your experiences were. Was it delivered? Did you venture out?
That's what this episode is, Aaron.
Addle! Well,
can I tell you
I'm
going to
pick
quick,
another
Aaron?
Food episode, Addle. Watch yourself.
Oh, I can't wait because my birthday month is next month. And Applebee's the only thing menu on that review crew poll is going to be eat 100 hot dogs. And then I'm going to come up and be like, oh, yeah, I can't have hot dogs. You guys didn't know that, right? I can't have them because they're meat. I can't have hot dogs. So here's the thing. I don't dislike Dunkin', but I have a sliver of their menu is my comfort zone. And they did this a few years ago when I was still working downtown, but they introduced on the app, because their app is fucking wonderful. You can like press order. It's like there. You know, everything at Dunkin' takes no time to cook, so it's like there as soon as you get there.
Dead stop. Dead stop.
Uh-huh.
Their app is wonderful. You can press order. What are we talking about there?
They save your orders, so you can have a favorite. So I open the app and hit order, and then my favorite was ordered. And I used to go, they did a thing on the app where it's like a 2 for $3. They have these wake-up wraps, which is just egg, cheese, and a little tortilla. It's like a little taco. It's not very good, but it's 2 for $3. So that's great. I used to get that all the time when I was working. And that would be, I think that sliver right there, that carved out sliver, that is my like, my Dunkin' go-to. That's the only thing that I would get there.
Ooh, can
you wouldn't
I say
get a drink
go-to
there?
If I did get a drink, it would be like a iced coffee or a cold brew black.
Can I say Dunkin' go-to? Sounds like, because there's something called Dunkin' Go. So I feel like Dunkin' go-to should be, you should trademark that and make them buy that from you.
I wonder if I could trademark Dunkin' go-to and see if.
Spell it differently.
So I did the same thing, Aaron, where I tried to go outside of my comfort zone. And I got to tell you, comfort zone was right. Everything else on their menu, big mistake.
Yeah, my experience is very similar. I could eat anything on the menu. I didn't want to. I am a huge fan of Dunkin' Donuts. It is probably my favorite coffee out of all the major chains of coffee. I think it has the best taste. And I typically order a large coffee and then like one sandwich. What I've discovered in this experiment is that if you order more than two things, like the stability, the architecture, sort of soundness of Dunkin' Donuts is very shaky. If you order more than two items, it all falls to fucking shit. It's almost like, I feel like going to Dunkin' Donuts and having this experience is like standing in the ocean and you're up to your waist and you look out at the horizon, you're like, beautiful sunset, there's a boat over there, there's people swimming and laughing and kissing, but just under the waters is the most horrific nightmare shit. There is a whole ocean of horrors underneath those waves. And I feel like that was my experience with Dunkin'.
Should review kissing at the beach.
In December?
Yes.
I have a newfound distaste for Dunkin' Donuts.
Adel and JBC, when you went there and ordered in bulk, did you find that you got like looks from people of like, wow?
Can I tell you what happened? Every time I ordered on the app and did a drive-thru. There's a Dunkin' like 3 blocks from my house. So I did drive-thru. It's more than 3 blocks. It doesn't matter. But the first time that I went there, I said, hey, I'm here to pick up an online order. And I said, I'm here to pick up an online order for John. And the woman on the other end of the line said, oh, the big one? And I said,
oh, no.
I said, yeah, I guess. Like, I mean,
she meant the big John.
Yeah, I got an order for Big John. Which is also funny because I got tacos like, I don't know, last week, and I went to pick up the tacos. By the way, Adel, from this place by us called Tata's Tacos, which is fucking
delicious. I've walked by it a bunch. Is it good?
They have a cauliflower mole, which Jimbo would probably really enjoy. Anyway, I go to get my tacos, and I go pick up an order for John, and they were like, it's like $30. And I was like, oh, I already paid online. And she's like, who are you? And I'm like, John? And she's like, okay, let me check. And she like went in the back, and she's like, oh, yeah, here's your order. And as I was walking away, the guy behind me goes, hey, order for John? I was like, I just had your experience, my man.
Oops, all John's.
But no, yeah, so I did. I didn't get an odd look, but I did definitely get an odd, the big one, which was a lot of like coded, you know.
Right.
Aaron, I went to two different Dunkin' locations.
Smart.
I went to the one closest to me twice, and I went to one that's by the train station I take to work when I teach at UIC once. And when I went to the one near the train station, I was placing my order for, I think I had like six items or something. And I got through four of them, and then the woman behind the cashier, the register, at some point stopped me and said, sorry, is this the same order? And I was like, what? And she goes, same order? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, sorry, I didn't know if you wanted me to break this up into different orders. And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, sorry. And I'm like, no, this is just one little piggy. Come to roost.
If I worked at Dunkin' and someone ordered more than three things, I think I would like shake my head, look at them, and go, what day is it?
Humana, humana, huh?
Where am I?
What year is it? Then there's still time. Aaron, what was your experience like when you ordered one drink?
Well, okay.
Fuck you. Oh.
Well, I'm not trying to like be a bitch here. I couldn't think of a different word.
Suck the devil's butt in hell, Aaron, when you ordered one drink.
No,
slammed.
No, listen.
Aaron, I love that your own brain wouldn't come up with another word. It's like your brain's like, lean into it.
So the closest Dunkin' to me right now is in a mall. I had to walk by an Auntie Anne's pretzel and an Abercrombie and Fitch to get to the Dunkin' that's near me.
Huh. I will say I like girls who look good in Abercrombie and Fitch.
I take it I've had one wish.
You too?
Yeah, but she's been gone since the summer.
And then today I had it delivered.
Okay.
Because I was like, I should be drinking a drink I've never tried while we record.
Cool. Sounds like I spent over $100 and Aaron had two drinks.
No, I had. Let me count. Hold on.
Aaron, we are docking your pay.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I had 8.
Her pay.
Oh, you had 8 drinks?
Yes.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
Well, I didn't finish them. Like some, I would go and get 2 and then.
Hey, I got to say, I didn't finish some of mine, and it had nothing to do with how thirsty I was. It had everything to do with the taste.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, should we get into it? Should we just start talking this shit?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, full disclosure, when I drank a lot of Dunkin' Donuts coffee in my life, especially when I lived in Chicago. The Dunkin' Donuts at Winona and Broadway in Chicago. It's a Dunkin' Donuts Baskin-Robbins. It's between the Argyle and the Berwyn? Yes. Stop on the Red Line. Sort of in Andersonville. I lived right by that for 5 years. They've taken thousands of dollars of my money. They didn't take it. I gave it to them.
You've been bugged there a bunch of times.
That's like the Vietnamese area, right?
Yes. Little Vietnam. It's great. Yeah. Love that area.
The banh mi's at Bale are incredible.
I can't stress to you enough, you should live in this neighborhood if you can in Chicago. It's so beautiful.
I took two of my little cousins when they were in town to Tank Noodle, and I was like, you should experience some Vietnamese food. And I think one of them ordered chicken nuggets, and the other one didn't eat anything. And I was like, you little motherfuckers. Go back to Indiana.
Tank is delicious, too.
In my entire time there, and I spent so much money there, I think I only ordered two things, which is an iced coffee. With like 2 pumps of the sweet pumpkin swirl in the fall. Or if it was not the fall, I would do the same thing, but caramel. So I would just get iced coffees with caramel or for a couple months out of the year, iced coffees with pumpkin. And I didn't do anything else.
Wait, didn't you say that there were gluten-free items that you ate there?
No, this so For like a year. I thought, I was anticipating they would still have this. They had these egg scrambles.
Okay.
They had bacon in it or vegetables and stuff. And then when I moved to River North in Chicago, off of the Chicago Brown Line, there's a Dunkin' there. And several times I got their egg scrambles with an iced coffee there as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So they potentially used to. And did you like that, the egg scramble that they had there?
It was pretty good. Okay. One time it tasted like chalk. And I went, something just went wrong here. Something got lost in the shuffle.
I'm in trouble with teachers. Something's wrong.
Yeah. I would say that Dunkin' Donuts suffers from consistency issues with their hot food menu in the same way. But also, like, I have seen Dunkin' Donuts and Subway are the two restaurants that take the smallest amount of space to have a restaurant in. Because I've bought Dunkin' Donuts from under the train station before, and I'm like,
The Belmont one is so small.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I'm buying food here, because this is where I've seen I've seen people blowing each other here. I've seen rats here. I'm like, this is not, I've seen people puke here,
Wait,
piss
did
here.
You see rats blowing each other? Because if so, details.
People kissing at the beach here.
I think maybe I saw a rat king, which is just when a bunch of rats get together and blow each other.
Yes.
No, same. I did see someone getting a blowjob on the street my first week in Chicago, and I was like, the big city.
What were the cross streets? Paint us a picture.
It was
dick
right
in
across,
their mouth.
It was right across the street, between Cheesy's and Berlin.
Oh, so yeah, the Belmont Red Line. So,
yeah, it was at the Belmont Red Line. A blowjob
by Cheesy's. No.
Blowjobs by Cheesy's.
Oh my God, no.
Anyway,
Aaron, that's a new thing. You know how when we quote unquote were in high school, the hot thing was like somebody puts an Altoid in their mouth and gives you a blowjob. Now the hot thing is you eat a grilled cheese sandwich and then give a blowjob.
I have never wanted to die more in my life than after eating Cheesies. It is so, it's like buttery bread and the most cheese you've ever seen, and you're off the Belmont Red Line, and you're like, where do I go? How do I get home?
Aaron, they might not have at Dunkin' Donuts, which is what we're talking about today.
Sorry.
They might not have your egg scramble anymore, but they do have a new seasonal item that Adel and I tried and really enjoyed. It sounds like maybe Sean tried it as well. And that is the, let me get this right, the pancake minis.
Hmm.
Did Sean end up getting the pancake minis?
He did.
Okay, I think I got to imagine Adel had the worst experience with the pancake minis, so I'll throw it to you first.
Yeah, these things, so I got the pancake minis. I was very excited because in the picture, they look light, they look fluffy, they're miniature, and who doesn't love eating? One of my biggest joys in life is eating foods that should be big but have been made miniature.
Oh, that is, okay.
I'll allow it. Continue.
Mini burgers. Thank you, Judge. Reinhold. Mini burgers, mini steaks.
M&M's minis?
M&M's minis.
Okay.
But with M&M's minis, I will say, I swallow them like pills.
Sure, of course.
And I let them melt my tummy.
No.
All M&M's, I swallow like pills, and I let them melt my tummy.
No.
It's delicious. Try it.
And when he says swallow like pills, he means one at a time, and he grimaces after each one, and he drinks a bunch of fucking water just to get it down.
Well, a lot of wine. Although my doctor doesn't recommend it. So I thought these were going to be such a treat. I couldn't wait till I got home. I got home. Gemma's excited too because I let her know what's going on and she gets to have some of the stuff that she can eat, being a vegetarian. And I take them out of the bag and I open up the little, they send a little packet of syrup with it, which is delightful. And I open up the syrup and then I dip my nasty little fingers into the bag to grab a mini pancake and experience the mouth joy I'm looking for. And this thing is like a hockey puck. It is so hard. It is ice cold. This thing was like the size and hardness of like Judy Dane's clit. I don't, it's like it
Judy
was like,
Dane. That's no one.
Dane.
No one can be offended.
Judy Dane.
It's
Judy
no
Ditch.
One and it's nothing.
No, Judy Dane. It was inedible. And I tried to take a bite of one and I got like two chews into it and it was like eating the hardest Oreo and I spit it out and I said, this is inedible, and I tossed it away. It was disgusting.
Now, Adel, would you like to tell us what time about you bought that pancake mini?
Yes. So this was this was after I got off work, so this is probably around 2 to 2:15 p.m.
No.
Now, I gotta
stress
this.
That is not their fault. That is your fault.
I gotta stress this because you cannot eat at Dunkin' after noon. Like, the food that they make is for the morning. So if you're getting like a Dunkin' Donut and it's like 4 p.m., we did a live show the other week, and I asked Adel if I was like, oh, I'll swing by Dunkin'. I was like, can you grab me a donut? And he grabbed me a donut. It was like a brick because it was like 6 p.m. Like, it's food that is not meant to be eaten past like 10 in the morning.
So I'm on the Dunkin' website and I'm not actually seeing a picture of these pancakes.
Maybe this is like a gremlin situation where they go to the stall and it's like, there's just, or what's the Little Shop of Horrors or something where it's like, yeah, it just appeared during an eclipse.
Now, Adel, I told you when you bit into these, or you physically could not eat these pancake minis, that the Lord had done you a great service, because I had these pancake minis in the morning. It was like pre 9 a.m. and they were lukewarm. They were still like malleable, like like a pancake would be.
We should you can still get pregnant from pre 9 a.m.
Thank you. They just tasted like toaster oven. Mm-hmm. They just tasted like nothing plus toaster oven, and it's like Mrs. Butterworth's dipping sauce. There was not enough dipping sauce in the world to take away the taste of just like kind of singed.
Yeah.
Not great. Bummer. And they were lukewarm. So
you're giving an 8 out of 10?
They were absolute bummer. I was so... Well, actually, at that point, by the time I had eaten that pancake mini, I was like, anything can happen to me. Nothing matters anymore. I'll eat three pancake
Queen,
minis.
I love that song.
Matter.
I love
sure.
that song by Queen. I went back. I will say, just to be completely transparent and honest, I did go back another day to the Dunkin' near me, and I ordered the mini pancakes. To hope that I got a good batch. It was definitely softer, but to back up what JPC was saying, they tasted like nothing except for the syrup they're dipped in. They were still not hot.
No.
You would think that they would be hot, like piping hot pancakes. So I would say that this was, out of 10, Aaron, I would say this is a 1 out of 10. My first batch of him was inedible out of 10. Second batch, 1 out of 10. Disgusting
product.
All
right, good to know. JPC, would you order them again?
Well, if I was giving them to someone I hated as a way to kill them, yeah, I guess. If it's poison for an enemy, sure. I would order a 10 out of 10 for poison for an enemy. Food for a friend or for myself, 0 out of 10, would never order these again.
All right, I'm ready. I want to hear, let's do food first and then we'll do drinks.
Okay. All right, so let me talk about the first time that I went, because I also got the veggie egg white omelet, which is a multigrain thin toasted and white cheddar cheese. I also got for Mariah a power breakfast sandwich, which is a multigrain thin toasted veggie egg white omelet and cheddar cheese. So the only difference between the power breakfast sandwich and the veggie egg white omelet is meat. One of them has meat, the other one does not. They gave us two ones with meat, so I didn't have to eat one of those. I couldn't be more happy that I did not have to eat one of those. Mariah took a bite out of hers, and she said, so this is my favorite thing that anyone's ever said about food. She says, okay, it has a bit of a taste to it. So I was like, that is the minimum criteria for something to be food. It has to have a bit of taste to it.
That's so
but
funny.
It was the wrong type of taste. Also got the plain stuffed bagel minis. Mariah bit into that one and said, ooh. They were fine, but they also, like, the cream cheese definitely had, like, a weird fake taste. They're, like, little bagel bites stuffed with cream cheese. Other food that I got...
They do say on the menu that it's actually cream cheese.
I'm sorry, it's cream cheese?
Legally, it's not cream cheese.
Other food that I got was the avocado toast. It looked fine. It kind of had like a plasticky look, like it was fake. And it tasted like avocado paste on bread. The bread was just kind of room temperature. The avocado paste was pretty disgusting, I would say. And I got maybe 3 bites into it. And then I said, I can't do this to myself anymore. And then I am going worst to best, because then I had the pumpkin munchkin donut hole treats. Ooh. And the cranberry orange muffin. I would say both of those were delightful. And then this is where I come upon my theory that is going to stick with you for the rest of at least this episode. Dunkin' is best without the hot food. Go for the baked goods, the donuts, the muffins, the little munchkin holes. That is where Dunkin' actually knows what they're doing. And I will say, there are way better donut options in Chicago, but a Dunkin' donut, completely like middle of the road, satisfying, fine donut. Workable donut, usable mm-hmm. donut.
Workable.
In a pinch.
In a pinch. But I actually really enjoyed these pumpkin munchkin donut holes, because they're like little 1 to 2 bite pumpkin donut, glazed donut things. They're great. They were wonderful.
Well, that sounds really good.
Should I go into my order?
Yeah, your
please.
Food, please.
So the first order, first time I went was to the one by the train station around 2:15 p.m. we established. I got the mini pancakes, which were by far the worst thing because I couldn't even eat them. I did get the avocado toast, and I will say I thought the avocado toast was pretty tasty. I didn't feel it's definitely like JPC coined the term avocado paste. I think it is definitely kind of squeezed out of like a tube or something.
Yeah.
But I thought the taste was actually pretty good, and they put like everything bagel seasoning on top, and the bread was warm and had a nice chew to it. So I thought the avocado toast was one of the better things I got.
Yeah, my bread wasn't warm, and that might be the issue. And Adel, can I ask, are you an avocado toast guy? Like, do you get avocado? No, I'm not. So here's the thing. I'm not either, but I've had a lot of avocado toast as a vegetarian. It's like a thing that you can get on menus. And, you know, it was popular for like 3 years ago. So I've had good avocado toast, which I don't even want. So eating this, I was like, oh, this is paste on bread.
Okay. So I might be coming from a place of like palate ignorance. Because I've had maybe avocado toast twice, two other times in my life over the last 40 years, 39 years. So I think I might just have palate ignorance.
Palate ignorance is a really good name for a band or a Herald theme. Goodbye.
I'll also say, let me go through the rest of this order.
Please.
I got the apple cider donut, which was pretty good. I thought it was pretty tasty. I'd say like maybe in terms of like Dunkin', I'd say like a 6 out of 10. And then I got the pumpkin donut, and I would say that was 10 out of 10. I'm sure it's made from the same ingredients as the Munchkins or the Minis are.
I got to imagine.
I thought the flavor was fantastic. There's a nice glaze to it. There's a nice chew to it. It didn't taste stale or old or anything like that. So I would say if you're going to get anything, because they're probably very popular, they're made to order, or at least they're made a few times a day, it seems like, I would say get a pumpkin donut. It seems like that might be their best product. I will say, this order, I also asked for a pumpkin muffin. I said, I ordered my drink. I said, can I get this drink, a pumpkin muffin, an apple cider donut? And before I could continue with the rest of the order, the woman said, do you want to make it 2-for-1? And I said, do I want to make what for 2-for-1? And she goes, you said apple cider donut. If you get two donuts, it's $1 or something. And I said, sure. What she did then was she gave me one pumpkin donut, one apple cider donut, no pumpkin muffin. I told her I ordered a pumpkin muffin, she said, no, you did not. And so... So not only was my order wrong, I was also gaslit. And this is what I mean when I say the infrastructure of Dunkin' Donuts is so shaky. If you order more than two items, it falls apart. When I went to the other Dunkin' Donuts, I also ordered a pumpkin muffin. They forgot it. I had to go back in. Gemma went back in to ask for it. So clearly there's something going on with the pumpkin muffins.
This entire episode sounds like an excuse a coworker would make if he was 20 minutes late for work.
Honestly, Adel, the second time they didn't give you a pumpkin muffin, I would take that as a sign that the universe is trying to not make me not eat a pumpkin muffin.
They also, when they did give Gemma the pumpkin muffin that they left off our order, even though we paid for it, there's nothing on top of it. And the guy goes, sorry, there should be, there's some sort of like sauce or I don't know, frosting on top that's supposed to be on with crumbles. And he goes, sorry, there's no frosting or crumbles on top. There should be. And then Gemma goes, well, if there should be, can you do it? And he goes, no, it's past whatever noon. We don't have that capability anymore. And I'm like, the language of we don't have that capability anymore. I'm like, do they put those ingredients in like a bank truck and drive it off the lot at noon? Like, it's in the back. Just go.
There's one man who's certified in it, and he can't be there 24/7, Adel.
Oh, God. I could listen to Adel talk about how minimum wage workers should do their jobs better all day. By the way, Adel, the best look. By the way, all three of my orders were fucked up, and I said, fine. It was better that my orders were fucked up because it was like I didn't have to eat Dunkin', and I was so pleased with it. I was like, cool. Pretty much any fast food place that I go to, if they're giving me something that I can eat, I'm like, this is great. The only times for me is like if they'll give me like a something that has just meat inside of it, I'll be like, oh, well, this is a bummer because now it has to be an issue because this I can't eat. This is not food for me. Basically, it's inedible. I mean, completely inedible for me.
This same trip, I ordered a croissant stuffer, which is a croissant. a croissant stuffed with chicken, bacon, and cheese, and then topped with like everything bagel sprinkles, it seems like.
Huh?
And this was. This is a newer item. And this was, we also looked in the bag and we had hash browns, which we had not ordered, but no croissant stuffer. And so Gemma went up to the counter because, again, I refused to deal with conflict. Gemma went up and was like, hey, we have hash browns. We ordered a croissant stuffer. They asked to see our receipt. They saw we paid fucking whatever, $8 for this croissant stuffer. And they go, oh, okay, well, I guess we'll make that. No apology, no nothing. I'm not trying to shame minimum wage workers, but there was like, we're dealing with
oh,
like,
you're
managers.
Not trying to do it. Okay, never mind. Then you get a pass.
This is like managers. And so all I'm saying is I think there's something about Dunkin' where every order is fucked up if you order anything over two items. That's all I'm saying. Bless the workers. I'll give them tips. I give them love. The croissant stuffer was fine. It tasted like warm. Like, it tasted like the sensation of warm. There's no real flavor to it. I would not necessarily recommend it. I also got the stuffed bagel minis, the everything version. I thought those were pretty tasty. Those seem to be the hottest item. Those seem to be, like, temperature-wise. If you order those, they seem to, like, overheat them.
Interesting. So that
the I'm sure it's like the cream cheese in the middle needs to melt or something because it's stuffed with cream cheese.
Oh, it could be.
So those seem to be, like, if you want something piping hot, it's a cold day, I would recommend the stuffed mini bagels. I thought they were actually pretty tasty. I also got a bacon and cheese roll-up, which was fine. I got a wake-up wrap with a turkey sausage, which was fine. There's something about the roll-up and the wake-up wrap where the cheese they put on it doesn't seem to be meant for human mouths. The cheese is, like, sticky in a way that's, like, alien. Like, the cheese tends to find a way up into your mouth and around the back of your teeth, and that's where it lives. That's where it, like, latches on.
So, but you have no problem with the egg that they give you on that thing.
It's not great, but it's an egg sandwich.
It's not great, but it's home.
I would say it's, like, nothing that I've ever had at a fast food place. Like, if someone's like, this is going to be egg and cheese on a biscuit, and they give me something, and it looks a lot like what that should be. But I'm like, well, this is neither a biscuit, an egg, or a cheese. None of these three things individually, if you put them in front of me, would I be easily able to identify what it was. But I guess it is an egg and cheese biscuit if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Legally, it's an egg.
Legally, it has to be.
We had the hash browns because those are a mix-up, and I've had them before. Hash browns, I think, are very tasty. So that's, I would say, that's one of the top items.
I got a quibble because I got hash browns in one of my orders as well, and it's very swingy because the time that I got hash browns, they were just kind of lukewarm. Like maybe it was something with like their toaster just didn't get up to like a good enough temperature. But I was like, should I throw these in the fucking toaster oven? Like, should I? But, I mean, there were six of them, and I was like, I'm not going to toast six hash browns. I'll just cram them in my mouth and forget this part of my day. I'll delete this from the memory of my life.
It does seem like with a lot of the temperature issues and other issues going on, it does seem like their slogan should be like, Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know. You figure it out. Like, you microwave it at home. You take off what you don't need.
I truly just think, I mean, it's not even Dunkin' Donuts. It's just Dunkin' now. But donuts is the only thing that they do well. I mean, and coffee. I guess we need to talk about drinks eventually, too, because it's that's the ballpark that they're playing in.
Let me wrap up the last items of my order here. So I got the sausage, egg, and cheese on English muffin. I thought that was pretty good. That's something I typically get. I would say that's like a 7 or 8 out of 10. It's on the go. I think it's one of the better sort of breakfast sandwiches you can get from like coffee houses or fast food. And then I also got the maple bacon sandwich on croissant.
Is this one? This is one order?
Yeah, we said the menu.
I just. How did you eat? Did you take one bite of all of these things?
A few bites. So I took a few bites of all this stuff with meat, and then tossed the rest. And then the rest of the stuff, I ate half, and Gemma ate half. I will say I forgot to mention the pumpkin muffin, even without the topping, was still solid. So the pumpkin stuff seems to be what they're putting all their energy into because maybe it's seasonal. But I would say anything pumpkin flavored is going to be a good bet at Dunkin'. And then I'll also say the best thing I've ever had, my go-to for Dunkin' for years and years and years when I used to live right next door to one, was the donut minis covered in like, what's the term, nonpareils or whatever? I always just say sprinkles, but I think someone told me they're supposed to be called like nonpareils or something. It's like sprinkles, but in ball form. Those minis are incredible with a hot coffee, but I think they stopped making them. I don't see them anywhere. They're munchkins, yes.
Okay.
But they used to, did you ever see those? Those like rainbow sprinkles on a munchkin?
I don't think I ever saw that.
No, I think I am familiar with like old fashioned glazed chocolate and jelly munchkins.
If anyone listening knows where they still serve the munchkins with the covered in the round sprinkles, please let me know. Those are my favorite, and I haven't found them. I haven't eaten them in like 5 years, and I'm upset. So that rounds out all the food for my order.
Okay.
For my several orders.
Did you get any donuts?
Yeah, I got the apple cider and the pumpkin.
Okay, so those just like the specialty donuts.
Yeah, and in the past, I've had every other kind. I tend to lean towards their Long Johns versus everything else, but I've had everything else, but it's all, I think it's all the same level to me of like, it's like a 3 out of 10.
I got to tell you, I went ham with the donuts because I quickly realized that the hot food stuff is not going to be for me.
You got a ham donut?
I got a ham donut. I ordered donuts that I had never tried there before and never would order donuts. I got, I'll say some of my standout favorites, the coffee roll and the apple fritter. The coffee roll and the apple fritter were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The apple fritter is one of the top things.
I was not expecting it to be kind of like a jelly donut. It's got like apple, it's like not applesauce, but like apple
chunks.
jelly inside of it. And then the coffee roll is kind of just like a glazed donut, but with cinnamon inside, which they were both fantastic. But I also got a vanilla Long John. I said, I'm not going to enjoy this. And I don't think I would ever get it because I'm normally a chocolate frosted guy. But I took a couple bites of that and I said, yeah, this is pretty solid. I got a, and I'll show you right now. This is just for Adele and Aaron, but I got an assortment of donuts. Ooh. That I took like one bite out of each one.
Smart.
Looks like the break room at a terrible workplace.
It truly does. But I got, these are ones that I would never just order. I got a plain glazed donut from Dunkin', which I don't even think I've ever had before.
I wish.
I got a powdered donut, a double chocolate, a regular old fashioned, and a vanilla cream. I couldn't bring myself to eat the vanilla cream because I was like, how do I take one chunk? How do I take one bite of a vanilla cream donut? I couldn't figure out how, so I just didn't. The powdered, I would never order that, but it was fine. The glazed donut, the double chocolate, both pretty good. I actually liked the glazed. The glazed was significantly the standout. But then I had this, an old-fashioned donut, which is just basically like a cake donut. Like it's like a glazed donut with no glaze. Mm-hmm. Who is this for? Who enjoys these?
It's for grandparents. 100%.
Aliens, when it's their first day on Earth and they want a dessert.
It feels like they were the first donuts to ever be invented, and like everyone's grandpa in like the 20s was like, a donut, huh? How about that? Look at this kid, a donut. And then like they're still eating them, but like no one else wants those, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why I was eating it and why it was an option for me to eat it.
The cake donut?
It's really the saddest creature. The saddest creature in the world is just like a cake donut. Yeah.
Yeah, just a regular plain cake donut.
It's for people who like, you know how there's a certain type of goat that like faints when you scare them?
Oh, yeah.
It's for people with that personality where like anything with flavor, they pass out. They need like the most tame ingredients in their mouth. That's who that's for, which to me is like grandparents.
That makes sense. Okay, I'm sorry. Aaron, we've been talking a lot. How was your loose bacon?
Okay, that hurt my feelings. It was good. It was actually
pretty
good.
How loose are you talking?
Very, very. So here's the thing. If I could have a last meal, I'm not much of a dessert person, but my dessert for my last meal would be a box of glazed munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
I crave them
all the time. They're perfect. It's like my favorite dessert ever. I haven't been able to have it in a long time. I want everyone to go out today and have a glazed donut in my honor. But I was
Draw
looking at the
Aaron's
menu and I
on
thought,
each one.
That's
you don't
gross.
Have to do that. So when I was looking through the menu, I went, "What breakfast sandwich? What sandwich would I get?" And so I had Sean order the sourdough breakfast sandwich with bacon and white cheddar, and it looked really good.
Okay,
but he said, and I don't know what this means. He could taste each individual ingredient in it. And I don't know what that means. Yeah.
That says more about Sean than anything, right?
This is more of him bragging.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him what the name, because he compared it to a Dunkin' sandwich that he used to get that doesn't exist anymore.
We're always just comparing things to the Dunkin' Donuts sandwiches in our lives that don't exist anymore. It's better than to have loved and lost than have never loved at all, some say.
Oh, old Dunkin' Donuts menu, you absent father, you.
But I really wish it, like, Dunkin' Food has always looked really, really good to me, but I do miss the donuts more than anything. Just to go back on what Adel was saying, which is like they kind of crumble if you order more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love and hate the vibe of a Dunkin' Donuts because there's no place I want to spend time in less. The colors are so abrasive to
clownish.
My sensibility.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
There was a drive-thru in Massachusetts that every time I went through the drive-thru, there was absolute chaos happening on the inside of the Dunkin' Donuts. It's my favorite thing. It's why I kept going back. One time I saw four of the employees having a full-blown screaming match at each other. I was like, this is not an environment where I can get work done. We need to get our shit together. But I would say the worst kind of vibe is one at a mall. It doesn't have the essence of it. So it felt like even my coffee tasted a little different.
Yeah.
Like JPC was saying, this is, I got to say, one of the most inconsistent fast food places in terms of how it tastes in different parts of the country. It is so much better in Massachusetts, and it's so much better when it's not in an airport or in a mall.
Well, look, we've been talking for a long time about what they do wrong, but can we talk about the drinks? Because I feel like with the coffee, there's a lot of things with the coffee that they're doing right. So, I'll agree with Adel. Their standard, like, black coffee, like their cold brew and their iced coffee, I like a lot. I haven't been able to have hot coffee in quite a while because of my stupid Invisalign. And I have like a month left on these. I'm so fucking excited. Until they tell me it's way more time than that. But I have a month until they tell me that it's way more time. But I do like drinking hot coffee. And I do think that Dunkin' does a pretty good hot coffee. Black. Now, if you order Dunkin' like the regular way, it comes with like four pumps of shit and like sugar cream spray and everything. It is disgusting. I would say it's one of the grossest things that you can put inside of your body. But their black coffee, pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like it has the best taste overall from major coffee joints.
But it's so inconsistent. That was my issue with this time around.
Yeah, I've definitely had burnt Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which is as inedible as those pancakes were. So that's like you have a 1 in 50 chance of getting like the burnt, or maybe it's like the dredges left in the pot or something, and that's like sludge. That's disgusting.
I think that. So hot coffee wise, I remember I was getting a hot coffee before like a long night of improv shows once, and it was late. It was like nighttime at a Dunkin' Donuts, and I ordered the coffee, and the lady said, who was working there, she was like, "The pot's been out for a while. Would you care to like wait 5 minutes while I make another pot?" And I was kind of in a hurry, and I was like, "No, it's fine. Like, I'm not a coffee snob. I'm like, I'll drink. I just want the caffeine. Like, I'm not doing it for the taste. I just need the coffee." I was like, just give me what you got. And it was really bad. And it was like, tasted like it had been sitting out for hours. But I remember drinking it and being like, I guess she gave me the option to wait for 5 minutes for better coffee, and I chose not to. These days, I think I would always opt to wait 5 minutes for them to be, I'll wait to make another pot, like a fresh pot of coffee.
Sure.
Nothing sounds better. But that's another thing why I like cold brew and iced coffee. It's because that shit's already brewed. It's already it's already stayed there. Like, it's ready to go. I don't think I've ever had a batch of bad cold brew or bad iced coffee from
hard
a Dunkin' Donuts.
Hard to fuck up. I got the... So, like I already said, I love their regular coffee. I also tried the new, I think it's newer, cold brew with sweet cold foam.
We tried that as well.
I thought it was fucking delicious. I mean, it's definitely the first five sips are front loaded with the sweet cold foam, which makes it taste very, very sweet. But I will say, I thought the cold brew was delicious. I thought the foam was pretty tasty. It gave me a little pep in my step. I thought this was delicious.
I got that same item, Adel, and here's what I will say. Leave that cold foam aside. I don't need it. It was basically, I was like, cold foam. This is interesting. It's like bad whipped cream. I was like, oh, that's what this is. It's bad whipped cream. If they had called this a cold brew with bad whipped cream, I would be like, oh, I'd never order that. But they call it sweet cream foam. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. It's not. It's bad whipped cream. Leave it aside.
Whoever does the PR for the cold foam deserves a raise. There you have a great, great advocate in their corner, because it's just so sweet for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adel, did you try the holiday blend coffee, the hot coffee?
No, that wasn't an option for me.
Oh, you got holiday blend. By the way, you got to use the app because they're really blowing holiday blend on the app. I got a hot coffee holiday blend, and I will say, yeah, it's pretty good. I couldn't really tell what the holiday blend, like, it didn't really taste like festive to me. It tasted kind of like black coffee, but it was fine. It was good, like Dunkin's coffee usually is to me. Maybe it tasted different. I don't know.
I'm on their website, and it says holiday blend is made each batch or each vat. Is from Santa's bathwater.
Oh.
So Santa does bathe in the water, and then they take that water and they brew coffee with it.
I knew that was a bit because of how fast you said you were on a website, because I've known you for many years, and I've never seen you access a website in like under 3.5 minutes.
Three W's? Okay, hold on.
That's so funny.
Aaron, what did you get drinks
for? I'll run through it really quick. Yep.
Hey, Aaron, take your time.
No, it's fine. I get
take
it.
Take your time.
They have oat milk now. I was like, good for you, Duncan. We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I got that in the pumpkin swirl because I was like, I got to try the tried and true. The toasted white chocolate. I got a iced macchiato. The Duncan refresher, the strawberry dragon fruit Duncan refresher.
Okay.
It's so much sugar. It's delicious. I think if you were like going to the beach with a kid... that might be the right vibe. Like, I feel like a child would like that drink.
What?
Like, if you have kids.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Also, if you just need, like, the most sugar that's ever been in anyone's body. I didn't end up getting a culotta. I ran out of time. And then the thing I am currently drinking is an iced peppermint latte. And I just don't think I really like Christmas flavors very much. I don't really like the white chocolate. I don't really like the peppermint. I'm going to stick to my classic caramel or pumpkin.
Okay. Should I go next, JPC?
Please, yeah.
So I had the pumpkin cream, which I thought, again, was pretty tasty. I'm the pumpkin seems to be what they're known for, what they're sort of honing in on.
Okay.
I had their caramel craze latte, which
Did
I thought was
fucking
delicious.
Did that put a pep in your step?
It did put a pep in my step, in my non-step, in my sleep. I couldn't go to bed.
Put a pep in my sleep.
But I got to be honest, it was fucking delicious. I also had the iced matcha latte, which was good. I do like the taste of matcha, but it was almost like they doubled what matcha should taste like. So it was like, it was more matcha than matcha. It was too much. I only had a few sips of that, and then I had to set it down. It was too much.
So, Adel, let me say, you didn't use the app. You just went in and
I
ordered
just went
the
in,
stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to use the app because the app lets you select how many pumps of everything that you want in your coffee. So they'll say, like, your standard thing is 4 pumps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut that in half. Because if you want to actually, like, I don't know why their standard is like, well, I do know why. It's like, I look at America, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're... all doomed. It makes sense that everyone would want 1,800 calories of sugar every morning because how can we make it through this hell without?
Sure.
But you got to cut that stuff in half because that's my advice to anyone. Use the app, cut that shit in half, bank those rewards points.
That's good to know. I'm going to do that. I'll also say the worst thing, I only have a few more drinks I got. The worst thing I had by far was the vanilla bean culotta.
Oh, yeah.
In theory, this should taste good. But what it tastes like, the only people in the world that should be ordering culottas is mom's new boyfriends who are trying to impress the kids. Like,
okay,
if you're dating a woman who has kids and you want to impress them and they're like 8, bring them one of these and they'll be like, Dad. And you can be like, calm down. We're still taking it slow.
I thought you were trying to win them over. Why are you mad they called you Dad?
Well, because that's a loaded phrase.
He's trying to win them over. He doesn't want to win right at the gate.
Yeah.
he wants some work.
But they are, I don't think anyone should be drinking those. That way too much.
So, Adel, I got to stop you because you and Aaron at this point have both advocated for giving this shit to children. And I just want to do a quick check-in. Are you guys okay? You know that kids shouldn't be eating this stuff, right?
Hey, like, I didn't say my children. I said children in general. Because that's what children want, right? They want butterbeer. They want sugar. They want,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Children, the ones capable of making informed decisions about their own health and safety.
They want to drink liquid cotton candy, basically.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah, of course.
A culotta for a kid, I feel like, is a good prep for love. where it's like you take one sip and you're like, wowee, this is so sweet and like everything I wanted. And then you take a few more sips and you're like, oh no, like maybe this is too sweet. Maybe things are going too good. We're not fighting enough. Why are we not fighting ever? And then you're like, oh no, something's wrong. My stomach hurts. You know, are they cheating on me?
Maybe for my birthday, we review therapy. Maybe that's what we, for my birthday month, that's an option on the review crew polls, just like checking in with our emotions.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And confronting some things about our childhood.
Okay,
huh?
For my month, we're going to review bottling it all up inside. And emotionally stonewalling yourself.
We call that a Midwestern internal hug. Won't get one from your dad, but you could give one to yourself.
Aww.
Sorry, everyone. We just remembered it's Give Casey a Headache Due to Technical Issues Day. And since we never miss a holiday, we decided to celebrate. Honestly, though, due to some fuck-ups with my audio, we lost the last 10 minutes of this episode. I lost the last 10 minutes of this episode. So the last part will just be a little bit choppy. So we have Adel and JPC's rating of Dunkin' Donuts and some of their final thoughts. We don't really have my audio because I lost my audio. It's entirely my fault. Here are some other things that we lost in the last 10 minutes. Let's see. Adel and JPC sobbed while talking about their love for me. Kind of fun. Casey hopped on the mic and confessed that JPC's dog Spaghetti has just been him in a costume the whole time. Everyone saw that coming, so that wasn't that big of a deal. Let's see. The guys agreed to let us review the entire Chili's menu sometime soon. That didn't happen, but if I put this in, maybe people will ask for that. And then JPC sang through the entire score of Les Mis, which was beautiful and haunting. But seriously, you guys did not miss much at all, and we promise we will make it up to you. I will make it up to you. This is all my fault. This is all my fault. So send your hate mail to me. Here's the last little bits. I'm so sorry, Casey. I will send you an edible arrangement whenever you want.
Today I was like, I'm going to get something because we're recording this afternoon. I'm going to get one of the grossest things that I could possibly order. And I got an oat milk iced latte, which was, by the way, I used my Dunkin' Donuts rewards points from ordering so much funkin' Dunkin' Donuts that this was free. But it was a large iced latte with oat milk and then raspberry and toasted white chocolate swirl.
Ooh.
This was undrinkable. This is, I said, Mariah, you have to try some of this. I let her have a sip and she goes, ugh, you are not drinking that whole thing. And then she made me pour it down the drain. And I guess what I want to say is she's the love of my life. She saved my life today. I wouldn't drink that whole thing. It was absolutely disgusting. I streamed today and I took a sip of it on stream forgetting that it what it was. And I went, ugh.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Twitch did send me a warning for using that kind of language.
For sounding possessed.
But I will say, yeah, I mean, man, I guess I'm just a man of simple pleasures, but I like my coffee black and I like my donuts glazed, and I think that's it for me. It's game over for me. That's all I need from Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to talk about it. This is the review crew. We have to review it. So, you know, 0 out of 10, what are we giving our experience with Dunkin' Donuts?
Oh, this is very tough. Are we doing overall or different categories?
I think it's got to be overall, okay. But I mean, you can do whatever you want. There's actually no fucking rhyme or reason to how we review things.
Here's what I'll say. When I stay in my lane, when I stay in my comfort zone, 10 out of 10. I love it. It's what I crave in the morning. When I venture out of my comfort zone or when I order too much, I would say it's like 2 out of 10. It's pretty nightmarish. It's horrific. And again, I don't recommend ordering more than 2 items.
Here's the thing. If you go into a restaurant called Al's Italian Beef and you say like, oh, how's your cod sandwich? They're going to look at each other like, nobody fucking knows how the cod sandwich is. If you go into Dunkin' Donuts and you start ordering off their like hot food menu, that's your fault. I give Dunkin' Donuts an 8 out of 10 because I think go in there, get your fucking coffee. Don't put a bunch of pumps of that shit in it. It's poison. Maybe do one pump for like a hint of a flavor. Get a donut. Perfect 8 out of 10, very serviceable. I love it. Now, if you go to Dunkin' Donuts and you say, I'm really going to get adventurous with this menu, I think what you want to do is you want to go home, you want to Google how to fix my life, and you want to do some fucking work because you got to do work on yourself.
How to fix my life. That's Josh Radner and Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Is that How to Turn Your Dagger? Is that the one? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's Jay Bacchanal. Jay Baruchal. Jay
Bacchanal. The Greek guy. The Roman guy.
My final thought on Dunkin' Donuts is it's probably an 8 out of 10, but in my heart, it's a 10 out of 10.
Aaron, that's the exact same review that Siskel and Ebert gave for the 19... Let me think of a movie. I got nothing. I think we're all done here. Aaron, this is for your birthday. So I'm going to say we're done here. I think we're all done here. Aaron, this is for your birthday, so I want to say, I guess I hope you're fucking happy. And Aaron, there is a new flavor coming to the Dunkin' Donuts that's in LA. I think it's the one that's nearest to you. And there's a new culotta flavor, and it's, I got to say, it's out of this world. Do you know what flavor I'm talking about?
Neptune. Bye.
Aaron, it's banana. Bye forever.
Guess who's back to give the credit to try another show that was hosted by Adam Rafi, Aaron Keefe, JPC, Jake the Snake, and Bill Nye. Wait, no, I'm sorry, those two were lies. Lies. Casey Tony edited the show just for you. Ooh, and Arnie Parrott wrote the theme you're listening to. Ooh, he wrote this extra line that he will not need to use. Oh well, that was Hey Riddle Riddles. Review.